paragraph Dalit, V'alkein onu moinin lalavona. And this is why we, the Jewish people, we count based on the Lavona. Our calendar is a lunar calendar. Interesting to note the custom also that, just the Hashgach again, last night in most shuls they did Kiddush Lavona because of the fact that the Lavona, this Miyut Hayoreach, is an inyan of Miyut of Simcha, this Ma'oirois Choser, lack of light. The Pasuk says, Oir Tzadikim Yismach. Light is synonymous with joy in Yiddishkeit. And because of the fact that every mitzvah, we know that every mitzvah is supposed to be done with simcha. There's a pasuk, Pikudi Hashem Yeshorim Mesamchei Lev. The mitzvahs of Hashem are righteous. They bring joy to the heart. So every mitzvah is supposed to be done with simcha. But there are certain mitzvahs that have to be done even with more simcha. For example, the halacha says, Mishenichna Sador Marbim Besimcha. That as much as a Jew is happy in every month, including Tisha B'Av, a Jew has a mitzvah to be besimcha on Tisha B'Av. But Adar, it's got to be much more. And so too the mitzvah of Kiddush Lavona, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that this mitzvah should be done especially with simcha. And that's why we try to do it usually first choice on Moitzoi Shabbos, when we're still wearing our Shabbos clothing, when we're coming off Shabbos, when hopefully we're at our highest high of the whole week, the highest pinnacle of simcha the whole week. And we then set the time, we say Shalom Aleichem, we express our love for our fellow Jew, the Shalom Aleichem, everything, all simcha. And this is why, even though the minig of Zrizen Magdimen Lemitzvos, which is one of the strongest principles in Shas, that when a Jew has an opportunity to do a mitzvah quickly, in other words, immediately, you try never to procrastinate. You never push off a mitzvah because you never know, Chas V'Shalom. You never know. You push it off, you could miss the opportunity completely. Or even if you don't miss it, the one who gets to do it earlier is better in 99.9% of cases. One of the exceptions to this is that when it comes to Kiddush Lavona, because the issue of Simcha is so important, and since we know that in the month of Av, for example, for the first 9 days, the Simcha is not as great. There is Simcha, because a Jew can't breathe without Simcha, but it says, Mishenichnasov mematin besimcha. We have less Simcha. So therefore, we wait for Kiddush Lavona till Moitzoi Tisha B'Av, after the 9 days is over, so that we know we're going to be in Simcha then. That's when the custom is to do it. And so too in Tishrei, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when everybody is still worried before Yom Kippur, everybody is in fear of the judgment and the judgment being finalized, we do the Kiddush Lavona after Yom Kippur is over to make sure that we're going to say the Kiddush Lavona with simcha, with real simcha. Because whenever we talk about this concept of Miut Hayareach, the lessening of the light of the moon, the Shechina being smaller, you know, shrunken, the tikkun, the most important tikkun is simcha, as we've seen throughout our sforim. Ki onu mamshichin ba'olam hazeh b'chinas alma dosi, because we, the Jewish people, draw into this world olam haba. We have the ability to draw olam haba into this physical world. Bechinas milui halavona, meaning to fill in that which is lacking from the moon. Bechinas Hashem hu elikim. You see, proof is that we say Hashem hu elikim even in this world at certain special moments when we're on a high. We're able to say that Hashem hu elikim. Bechinas oir halavona koir hachama. V'alkein onu oisin ikar mei halavona. And that's why to us, the Jewish people, we emphasize the moon more than the sun. Ki ze ikar avodaseinu, because this is our main mission, lemalois pegimas halavona. Our job is to fill in the deficiency, the defectiveness of the moon. V'alkein onu mekadshin achoidesh v'oisin roish chodesh. This is why we sanctify, we announce mekudosh, 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 Besen announces. We're mekadesh chodesh, and we make a special holiday, Rosh Chodesh. Ve'ikar kiddush hachodesh hu lemalos pegimas halavana kiyadua. And the main mitzvah of kiddush hachodesh is by making the bracha and by saying those tefillos and by expressing our love for our fellow Jews through all the criteria in that ceremony of kiddush hachodesh that they did when there was bezdin, when there was a beis hamikdash, and even nowadays when there is no bezdin, the ceremony that we do is this is what helps to fill in what's lacking in the moon. As we say in the bracha, Ki onu mamshichim hakidusha me'al madasi, because we have the ability to draw holiness from the future, from the next world. She'oz ye'or lavanu korachamo, when the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, we have the privilege of drawing that into bo'olam hazeh, into this physical world. Gamkein, also. Umekachin hachodesh lemalos pegimosa, and we're mekadesh the chodesh in order to fill in what's lacking in the moon. V'alkei nikra roish chodesh, and this is why it's called, that holiday is called roish chodesh, bechinas chidush ha'olam, because it's the term chodesh means new. It's a concept of renewing the world. In other words, that we're drawing on that chiddush olam that's going to take place when Moshiach comes. There's going to be this chiddush olam, she'oz yismalei pegimosa. That's when the defectiveness of the moon is going to be filled in. Val yidei kedushas Rosh Chodesh, anu mamshichem bechinas zu achshav. And through this special holiday of Rosh Chodesh, we draw that tikkun now. We're able to get a taste of that tikkun of Olam Haba when the moon will be elevated to the same stature as the sun. We're able to experience that here. V'al kein ikra roish chodesh al shem chidush olam. V'al kein kol hayomim toivim heim nimnim lalavona. And this is why all of our holidays are based on the lavona. Ki kol hayomim toivim heim zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. Because all of our holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, are all to remember the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is when Hashem changed the nature. Hashem overrode the stars and the signs of the zodiac and everything. He made day into night, night into day. He made the splitting of the Red Sea, all the miracles that took place. Nimsa. Shebechol hayomim toivim nizgale hashgachosa yisborach bitul ateva b'chinas almadosi. So therefore, all of these holidays are commemorating miracles. Miracles are a revelation, a display of the hashgach of Hashem. Miracles show that Hashem is not bound by teva. Hashem has the ability to change the teva. Bitul ateva almadosi. V'alkein heim nimnin lalavona. And that's why these holidays, we count them all based on the Lavona. Ki ikar ma she'onu moinen la Lavona hu lohoyrois she'onu maminim she'tismalei pegimosa. Because the main reason why we count based on the Lavona is to show that we believe that the defectiveness of the moon is going to be fixed, it's going to be corrected. V'yeh oir ha'Lavona korachama, and the light of the moon is going to be equal to the light of the sun. U'boze bi'atzmoi she'onu moinen ha'Lavona, and it's by this fact that we conduct our lives based on the moon. The Jews go by the lunar calendar. Umekachin oisa. And we have the special kiddush hachodesh on Rosh Chodesh. Vo'oisen hayomim toivim al yoda. And we make our holidays. Sukkot is going to be 15 days in Tishrei, which is again controlled by the Levona. These mitzvot that the Jewish people do based on the moon are what correct the moon, are what fix up that deficiency, that defectiveness in the moon. Ki ayomim toivim meramzim al milui pegimosa. Because these holidays are a remez of the tikkun of the pegam. Ki heim b'chinas almadosi. Because these holidays are a taste of Olam Haba, right? On each one of these holidays, Hashem performed miracles. Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos, the miracles of Matan Torah. They were able to see sound. They were able to hear light. Everyone that had any kind of illness was cured right on the spot. Sukkot, we have the miracles of the Anani Akovoi that accompanied the Jewish people. So every single one of the holidays represents Olam Haba. Miracle, hashgacha of Hashem, beyond teva. And by focusing, by connecting them to the moon, this is what helps bring about the tikkun for the moon, to correct that pigam. Now you'll understand also why this is the first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people as a nation officially, which is when we came out of Mitzrayim. That's when we were really an official nation. Because when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, there was an incredible revelation of the Hashgacha of Hashem. Because Hashem spun around all the signs of the zodiac. Hashem made ini, mini, miny, mo. He moved around all the different stars and everything. And Hashem performed incredible miracles. And then Hashem shined some of that light of Olam Haba into the world, into this physical world. That's what Kiddush HaChodesh is all about. When we have the Birkas HaLevona, when we have the Kiddush HaChodesh, we're drawing part, we're saying Yila Or HaLevona Ko Rachama. We're drawing on that power of the future, that Hashgacha, that revelation of miracles of Hashem. That's why this is the first mitzvah that we received upon leaving Mitzrayim. Nimtza, shekiddush hachodesh hu bebechinas alma d'osi. So therefore, kiddush hachodesh is an aspect of Olam Haba, bechinas Hashgacha, bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Now you'll understand also the first Rashi in Chumash, where Rashi HaKadosh quotes a statement by Rabbi Yitzchak, where it says over there, why does the Torah begin with Bereishis Bora Lekim? Why doesn't it begin with HaChodesh HaZelochem? That's the first mitzvah that was given to the Jews as an official nation. Why shouldn't the Torah begin from there? So it says, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, really, logically, the Torah should have started. The Torah is a book of laws. Laws, mitzvahs. The first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael officially was HaChodesh HaZelochem. The reason why Hashem started with Bereishis was because he wanted to show the power of his actions. Hashem wanted to declare himself as boss. I created all of this. I made all of this. And therefore, I'm the boss. I can give Eretz Yisrael to whoever I want. And when I decide to evict them and replace them with other people, I have the full authority to do that. This is what Rashi HaKadosh brings over there, the first Rashi in Bereishis. Dahainu kvishas Eretz Yisrael. As Rashi HaKadosh points out over there, that Hashem wanted to show that the Jews' conquering of Eretz Yisrael, we didn't take it away from anybody. It was Hashem who moved the Goyim in, and Hashem who said, time to go, time to leave, and to be replaced by us. Ki be'emes ha'koil echod. Because these two concepts, the concept of the Jewish people having Eretz Yisrael, and the concept of Kiddush Levona, are really one. The concept whereby the Torah should have started from HaChodesh HaZelochem, v'haschola shel Bereishis, and the fact that the Torah really started from Bereishis, hakol echad, it's all really one. Ki HaChodesh HaZeh haynu mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh hu lahamshich b'chinas Hashgacha, b'chinas Chiddush Olam, b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, b'zeh Olam. Because the whole spiritual concept of Kiddush HaChodesh is to tap into that light of the future, that light of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Hashgacha. Tomid Einei Hashem Al Kechabo, Meireishis Hashon Av Arachat. Eretz Yisrael is Bechinas Olam Haba, that light of Hashgacha. And that's Chiddush HaOlam, that's what's going to be by Chiddush HaOlam, and that's what we draw on when we do Kiddush HaChodesh. Same concept. And this is why the Torah actually started from Bereishis, because Hashem wanted to show the world, Koyach Maasai. I made all of this. I'm in charge. It's all mine. And therefore, I have the authority to give it and to take it from whoever I want. Why? Kedei lichboi sheretz Yisrael. This is what makes it, because the goyim could have accused us that we're robbers, we're thieves. They were there first. Our answer to that is, Bereishis Borolikim. It's not we or them. Hashem created everything. And because Hashem created everything, He's in charge. And He's the one who has the authority to say who goes where. And Hashem told us when to move into Eretz Yisrael and when to evict the previous tenants. Shehu b'chinas hashgacha. Eretz Yisrael is the b'chin of hashgacha, b'chinas chidish ha'olam. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. This is the conclusion of this halacha. Then Rav Nosson Zal attaches a short paragraph, v'zeh, and this is why the pasuk in Chumash, where it discusses the fact that Klal Yisrael are not like the Goyim, we don't practice this Nichush and this Inun. It says it by Bilam. When Bilam was praising the Jewish people, Bilam said, Ki loy nachash beYaakov, v'loy kesem beYisrael. The Jewish people do not follow our customs of Menachesh and Moinim. Ko'eis ye'omar liYaakov eliYisrael ma'apoel keil. And there's going to be a time when everyone will say to the Jewish people, what is Hashem doing? There's going to come a time when everybody's going to recognize the supremacy of the Jewish people and the superiority of the Jews. They're going to understand that the Jews are closer to Hashem than everybody, even the angels. And everyone is going to ask, when someone's going to want to know what's Hashem doing, who are they going to ask? They're going to ask Yaakov and Yisrael. They're going to ask the Jewish people. So Rav Nosson Zal says, "K'al yedei she'ein bohem nachash v'kesem." But it's through this mitzvah specifically that we, the Jews, stay away from these signs, these sorcerers, these magicians, all of these kind of people who try to read the signs of the Teva, but rather, rak ma'aminim b'Hashem, but rather we have emuna pshuta in Hashem. We're mispalel every day. We beg Hashem to have rachmonis on us and to give us what we need. Hashem should give us what we need. Be'itoy. V'ato noisim lachsam be'itoy. You know what's the right time, Hashem. If the right time for me is Wednesday, I'll take it Wednesday gladly. Or any time, whenever you say is the right time. By a Jew showing real emuna in Hashem and avoiding these symbols of teva, he's zoicha to draw, to connect to the hashgach of Hashem, b'chinas chidish oilam, shehu b'chinas ko'ei se'om al Yaakov ma'apoal keil. By chidish oilam, it's in that new world that the status of the Jews is going to be elevated to such a point that the whole world is going to recognize that they're the ones who are closest to Hashem. And when they're going to want to ask, what is Hashem doing? What does Hashem want? They'll turn to B'nai Yisrael. Baruch Hashem.